United States.
Reproductive ethics. The extra embryos. Be fruitful and multiply, even in the lab.
After marrying in 1997, Randy and Augusta Roman struggled to conceive. They eventually decided that in vitro fertilization, IVF, was their best hope. Ms. Roman had 13 eggs removed and 6 were fertilized with her husband's sperm. Everything was going according to plan until the night before the embryos were to be implanted. Randy balked. According to a brief Augusta later filed, he was concerned that she was hostile to God. He would, he said, monitor her soul and only go forward when her soul was right with God. They froze the embryos. A year later, Mr. Roman filed for divorce. The couple divided their property. She got the house and he got the futon. But they could not agree on what to do with the 3 embryos that survived freezing. Ms. Roman wanted to use them. Mr. Roman wanted them destroyed, as stipulated in the agreement they had signed at the beginning of the process. A district court gave the embryos to Ms. Roman, but an appellate court reversed that decision. The Supreme Court of Texas may have to take up the case next. Perhaps Ms. Roman's soul is not right with God, but some would say the same of Mr. Roman. In vitro fertilization presents a moral difficulty for Catholics and evangelicals who believe that life begins at conception. The process typically yields a number of blastocysts, tiny embryos just 60 to 100 cells large. As a safeguard against octoplets, only a few are implanted at a time. The spare embryos face an uncertain future. Several hundred thousand are currently languishing in cold storage in the United States. Untold numbers have been disposed of as medical waste. Theoretically, of course, people might only create as many embryos as they plan to implant. The United Methodist Church is one denomination that suggests this path. But because IVF is expensive and uncertain, most people want to create as many embryos as possible in one go. Extras are inevitable. Groups have sprung up to save them. Nightlight Christian Adoptions specializes in placing these pre-born children. They call the embryos snowflakes because each is fragile and unique. But the Christian right is not vocally opposed to reproductive technology. By contrast, they fiercely oppose stem cell research on the ground that it destroys embryos, even when the embryos used for research are IVF extras. IVF yields babies, which is generally something the pro-family right approved of. The issue is, of course, far from settled. In America, as elsewhere, people are confused about the status of embryos and whether they have any rights. One state that has addressed the issue is Louisiana. It maintains that an unimplanted embryo is a juridical person with the same rights as anyone else. In 2005, in the wake of Hurricane Katrina, state police with flat-bottom boats rescued 1,400 frozen embryos from a flooded hospital. One of the embryos thus rescued was born earlier this year. His name is Noah.